first reading this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking his ways and fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper, and you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret to facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into the partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back to praising God with a loud voice and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give thanks to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. May be seated for this hymn of the day.
Sing to the Lord of harvest, sing songs of love and praise. With joyful hearts and voices, your alleluias raise. By in the rolling seasons, in fruitful and in sing to the Lord of harvest a joyful song of love. Makes the clouds rain goodness, the deserts bloom and spring. The hills leap up in gladness, the valleys laugh and sing. God fills them with his fullness, all things with large increase. He crowns the year with blessing, with plenty and with peace. To the sacred altar, Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My wife has been watching our three-year-old, almost four-year-old granddaughter occasionally, and she's trying to get her to say please and thank you, and do it in a complete sentence. So when she says cheese, no, how do you say it? May I have cheese, please? She's kind of learning that. Now, I've been around to know that children aren't the only ones that need to learn good manners, right? Adults sometimes need to have a lesson in manners as well. How many of us here this morning have a really good reason to be thankful, and yet we moan and groan about the things that we don't have rather than being thankful for the things we do? So do a quick review of your life this morning. What is it that you are most grateful for? More than that, how many of us have a good reason to give thanks to God? What kinds of things are we grateful to God for? Luke tells us about a time when Jesus was traveling along the way to Jerusalem, and he was approached by 10 lepers. I've always wondered why for Thanksgiving Day this is the lesson that was picked, leprosy. It's really a good pre-dinner warm-up there. Now, they had to keep their distance. That was the law, so they stayed back, but they yelled to Jesus. The lepers must have been heard because he responded to them. They called him master, so they must have heard about Jesus and his ministry already. And there they stood, the 10 lepers, away from Jesus and his followers, but close enough to be heard as they shouted back and forth. And among them was at least one Samaritan. Samaritans were despised by the Jews. We all know that. I don't know if we always know why. Over the years, the Samaritans had combined their Jewish faith with other religious faiths, and they were considered to be unclean and impure. So no good Jew would ever be associated with a Samaritan until Jesus comes along, and he talks about him more than once. So Jesus saw their faith, and he asked them to do one more thing to demonstrate their faith. Go and show yourself to the priest. Because you see, only a priest could certify that they no longer had leprosy, that they were clean and they could go back to their families and go back to living inside the walls of the city. So they start off obediently to see the priest, just like they were told. But as they went, one of them noticed that he had been healed. And so he turned around and went running back to Jesus. It says he fell on his face. And thank Jesus. And Jesus is looking around and said, didn't I heal 10 of you? And only one of you is found to give thanks to God? But they went on to be certified as clean so they could see their families, so that they could touch and be touched. These 10 all did exactly as Jesus told them to do. They acted in faith. They went to be seen by the priest. But one of them couldn't believe his eyes. He was cleaned as he ran. The other lepers did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They were obedient. They trusted him enough to obey. It wasn't that they disbelieved or that they didn't have faith. They had already demonstrated that. They weren't disobedient. But one did more. One obeyed, but came back to give thanks. He went beyond faith to gratitude. So maybe obeying isn't always enough. Now, I know there's people who say that they don't need to go to church or worship. And you probably heard those comments yourself. I can be a good Christian by just living a good Christian life. Or I believe in God and I can lead a good life and do that without being in church. And of course, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. But isn't worship basically giving thanks to God? Don't you and I come here to praise God, to give thanks to Him for our lives as we worship Him? That's what our hymns and our liturgies, our prayers and our Eucharist is all about. They express our thanksgiving. Now, we can just obey God. We can give thanks to God all by ourselves. But we can best give thanks by coming back together to the source of all our gifts, to gather around the baptismal font and at the altar, to be reminded of all the leprosy that we've been healed from in our lives. Can you imagine having an important event and not having a soul to tell about it? Imagine having a baby and just sitting in the room, not telling anyone, not really celebrating with anyone. We need one another to celebrate the way we as human beings are. Can you imagine if you graduated from high school or your college and you just went home and nobody talked about it? Worship is important because together we give thanks, we celebrate, we learn, we praise God, and we grow in faith. Our corporate worship isn't the only way to give thanks to God, but it is certainly one of the best ways. So you're here this morning. You've returned like a Samaritan. But I know sometimes we do so more out of duty than out of thanksgiving. So every Sunday, even when we show up out of duty, out of habit, because it's what we always do, we get reminded of God's love, His forgiveness, His grace, that we have a God who loved us enough to give up His Son, who died, so that all of your sins could be forgiven. A God who has promised you an eternity with Him. How can we, having been reminded of our gifts, not pause to give thanks to God? What better time or place to give thanks to God than with all those with whom we share that gift? What better way than with hymns, psalms, liturgy, prayers, and Eucharist? Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.